Attorney General William Barr skipped a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee this morning, despite threats from Representative Gerald Nadler, the committee chair, that Barr could face a contempt of Congress citation for doing so. Chairman Nadler, who's a Democrat from New York, opened the brief hearing with harsh words for the attorney general, calling on him to, as Nadler put it, stand up to the president in defense of the country.
I do not know what Attorney General Barr will choose. I do not know what my Republican colleagues will choose. But I am certain that there is no way forward for this country that does not include a reckoning with this clear and present danger to our constitutional order. History will judge us for how we face this challenge. We will all be held accountable in one way or the other. And if he does not provide this committee with the information it demands and the respect it deserves, Mr. Barr's moment of accountability will come soon enough.
NPR's national security editor Phil Ewing is here with us now. Phil, good to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
So this was a pretty unusual hearing. There was an empty chair for Barr, and it was essentially just two angry speeches, one from Chairman Nadler, we heard some of it there, and another by the ranking Republican on the committee. Just describe the scene for us this morning.
Well, it was what both sides called a spectacle, or intended to be a spectacle. For Democrats, they wanted it to make a point that they're trying to do this constitutional oversight, as they call it, that you heard the chairman talk about just now in that clip. For the Republicans, led by Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, they said it's a political circus. They called it theater. One member of Congress brought a bucket of fried chicken to make the point that Barr is a chicken for not showing up. Mm. He also had a porcelain chicken that kind of looked like he might have taken it off his shelf in his grandmother's house or something like that, Steve Cohen from Tennessee. And this was, in the view of both sides, about making a political point. But the point they're trying to make, Republicans and Democrats, obviously is quite different.
Okay, let's hear from the ranking member, Doug Collins, now.
To say we want it to look like an impeachment hearing because they won't bring impeachment proceedings. That's the reason. Take whatever you want to take. You can go out and have press conferences. You can say it from this dais. You can say whatever you want to have. But the reason Bill Barr is not here today is because the Democrats decided they didn't want him here today.
Now, there is a lot at stake here. We heard Chairman Nadler say he's planning to hold Barr in contempt. This is also a fight about trying to get the fully redacted version of the Mueller report, which the attorney general is resisting. Just walk us through how that process would work if it's going to happen.
Well, if the Justice Department continues not to give Jerry Nadler the material he says he wants and also access to the attorney general, according to what Nadler said today, he will begin the work with the members of his committee toward that end. The first thing they would do is vote on whether or not to issue a subpoena for Barr. They control the majority on this panel, and they probably could get that in the same way the panel authorized Jerry Nadler to issue that earlier subpoena for the full Mueller report, which the Justice Department is not giving. If the Justice Department doesn't comply, then Jerry Nadler could escalate the matter not only to the members of his committee, but to the members of the full House, which is controlled by Democrats and led by the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. They would decide whether or not to vote on a citation for the Attorney General for being in contempt of Congress. It isn't clear whether that will happen or how long it would take going forward. The Justice Department has said that it wants to be responsive to Congress, that it wants to deal with lawmakers of both parties, but it doesn't want to play this game. It doesn't want to get into what it calls meritless kind of tit-for-tat political situations. And it isn't clear right now whether cooler heads are going to prevail and these two sides will back away, or whether, as you heard the Republican ranking member say there, Democrats really want to escalate this. They want to have a fight for the sake of their own political supporters, although one that would be short of, as we also heard Doug Collins say, actually bringing an impeachment case against the president himself in the House.
Phil, why are the Democrats being so careful about subpoenas, about that? You know, they're threatening them, but they're not actually issuing the subpoena or contempt of Congress or even impeachment of Barr. They're not ready to go there yet.
That's a great question. I think one reason is they themselves agree that these are relatively serious matters. In the traditional way that the game is played in Washington, you don't need to issue a subpoena to get information or get testimony from the administration. But in these times of greater political tension, that becomes necessary. There's also a political benefit, I think Democrats would argue, in being tough on the Trump administration, being tough on Bill Barr, this attorney general. And also, there's not that much that Congress can do in practical terms to enforce its its desires. So let's say these talks do break down, these tensions do reach another flashpoint, the Congress holds Bill Barr in contempt. What does that mean in practical terms? It's embarrassing for him. Potentially, it's bad. A lot of people will cluck their tongues and pull their beards, but he'll keep his job. The world will continue to spin. And so the options they have in terms of actually enforcing their will aren't as strong as they might prefer and won't necessarily get exactly what they want from the Attorney General Bill Barr from the Trump administration.
All right. That's NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing, in Washington. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.